Sarkozy, you know, kind of ideal, if he doesn't die or croak tonight or something, I mean, that'd be terrible. You know, tomorrow on Sarkozy had passed away in his sleep.
Yeah, I'd have to organize a quick parade is what I'd have to do, you know.
Very quick one. Carla Bruni becomes the next Brian. Well, you know, Darryl, they've done that in Argentina, you know, from Salbucci, or our buddy Salbucci there in Argentina.
Yep.
They got the Prime Minister's wife to fill in working for Zionism. It's a puppet, it's a head, it doesn't mean anything. They put someone up there and they're just, you know, jabber boxes to just talk, and you know, Obama and his care, and they haven't a clue. This will never be addressed. America will be broke before they'll ever pay for health care.
Well, you know, and what kind of health care are we going to be getting? Injections and pills from all of these big companies that make poisons for the body. You know, what I'm finding out over here, Noel, on my farm here, is that there are natural ways of keeping yourself healthy. I remember when I was following an allopathic cure for not being well, and I was quite sick, taking what amounts to a chemotherapy drug for an illness, and I very nearly died from the treatment. And since I've stopped doing that and worked toward a more healthful approach and good food, no pesticides, now I have, of course, vitamin D and several other things, including chlorella and other things, I'm feeling much better than I've ever felt. I mean, you know, my health was slipping to zero just a few years ago, and I got to be honest with you, changing that around at the advice of some listeners, I got to tell you that some of the advice that I received and some of the paths that I took on my health were suggestions made by people who cared about my health, and I looked into their claims and followed some of them, and it has made all the difference for me. And of course, you know, when I talked about victory gardens, if you've got a backyard big enough to throw one in, I've done that myself. Mine's actually bigger than a victory garden. Mine's a couple of 100 pounds of potatoes every year and things of that sort. But the fact is, everybody can contribute to their own health by doing things on their own. And you know, this also supports our self-sufficiency in a way that these people don't have a hand in our lives. We need to do this more.
Absolutely.
Well,
just while I'm looking there, one of the guys there, Mike, posted over the weekend photos on our forums, theinfounderground.com, of railway cars, trains, and the comment was added in that they were, you know, for prisoners, for, you know, FEMA mobile FEMA camps, and you know, they're for humans rather than for, you know, for cars or for animals. And I see Rents has up on top of his page there. It's all a hoax, you know, these Halliburton trains and whatever. We'll see. I don't know whether you looked at that one, Darryl. These trains, you know, it brings in the kind of the Holocaust imagery into it. I don't know whether you've seen that post over the weekend.
Well, I have seen some of these carriers that they say are earmarked for delivering people to FEMA camps. Interesting, they never show the interior of them, and yes, they do look oddly similar to car carriers, especially the ones that have been coming out of Detroit for the last couple of decades. One of the things that would happen in the slowdown in America when cars are not being manufactured is they would have to find places to park these long car-carrying trains. And, of course, if you parked one outside of a major city in the Midwest or a major city out in the West, regardless of what city it's in, people would, you know, immediately the conspiracy theorists would probably run out there and say, "Whoa, look at this, it's people carriers, look, you know." And in fact, you know how they have those tie-down things, the little hooks and stuff where you tie the cars down to make sure they don't fall off? Well, you know, the truth is maybe some of these are just car carriers. I'm not up on that subject, and for me to make a declaration of it is a little bit premature. However, I do know that they have refurbished several important centers in America over the last decade with contracts from Kellogg Brown and Root, which is the that company that what's his name owned there, Dick Cheney. That's a very suspicious thing, and the fact is many of these places do have new railheads that have been built, and they look like prison structures. So the fact of the matter is, yes, there's some truth in there, and maybe the French Connection listeners can add a little value to my research in that area. It's no different than me looking into any of the subjects that we've looked into over time. I don't know the full story, but there is a story there, isn't there?
Well, you know, Rince calls it out. I didn't see it too much in the different in blogosphere, and then Rince calls it out. I saw the post. I saw some other counter explanations for it. You know, if there's rioting in the streets, they're going to cart people off. So, I mean, I go along with you, Darrell, there. You know, I wouldn't, I don't know whether to call it a hoax or not. You know, these trains could be used, they were used in the Second World War. So trains do get people, you know, locked up and get them moving from point A to point B. But, you know, ongoing, Darrell, we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, this whole week, last couple of weeks, has been rather slow, as I said earlier.
Well, Darrell, you know, if you look at the numbers, there's a thing here is you also have the Jews, the television Jews, reminding, propaganda in their newspapers and magazines that Obama's numbers now are falling, and he has a rating now of minus 11, which is the first time, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's only a 40% support base, and this is going to go down. And the more I think, which, you know, you're talking about September at the very beginning of the show, Darren, the more the Hollywood Zionists put Obama's numbers down in New York and in Washington, say, oh, yeah, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do something to revive your presidency, and that could be attack Iran, or, you know, a swine flu, or a bird flu, or, you know, a 1918 flu, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
Something big. He could have his hands forced, which hopefully won't happen. But, you know, it has happened in history that the media would have a certain stranglehold over you know, a new president. He's barely, you know, 150 days in the job, and something is liable to snap, and, you know, attack Iran is a good idea. You know, some false flag, some plane gets shot down, and they blame Iran, and they react instantly, and you know, all their puppets in Europe say, well, we fully support this. You know, Iran is a terrorist state, and, you know, blah, blah. You know, Israel is a terrorist state.
That's right.
And it could happen very quickly, Darrell. We've already, you know, the Wag the Dog film, getting a Hollywood crowd in to make a phony war for television. They're capable of anything, and they give us little tidbits from time to time. They're capable of forcing Obama's hands.
Well, you know, the funniest thing is how they use the media. You brought that up just now, Wag the Dog, but how about this recent one in the UK's Independent, where they said that the whole cause for the building collapse on September 11th was magnetic forces in the earth suck the buildings down. Now, they actually put this on in their newspaper as a story, and I mean, if that doesn't show desperation, nothing does. And I had one of my he's tongue in cheek. One of my regular listeners, he wrote this to the editor. He says, "Thanks awfully for your marvelously illuminating article, Magnetic Forces to Blame for 9/11 Tower Collapse." He said, "This is unmistakably a Pulitzer material." He says, "Mr. Connor is to be congratulated. Wow." He says, "This surely will lay to rest all those preposterous stories that allege the Jews blew up the buildings." He says, "With congratulations for your sterling example of journalism, the Independent sets. I am." And he says, "Very sincerely yours." Jeff, I got to tell you, man, you are a piece of work. That's fantastic. You know, that is so, I mean, over the top, these people. Can you imagine that? There are going to be people out there saying, "Oh, honey, yes, yes." And the wife comes in and says, "Look, we finally found out why those buildings fell. We got a magnetic pulse from the earth." Oh, boy. What will people buy? They'll buy anything with a huckster involved.
There's a hardcore group of us out there in the tens of millions that know 9/11 was an inside job, outside job, if you want to really clarify.
Yep, yep.
Now, Building 7 came down into dust from a couple of small fires, a big fire, I don't care. Not, it didn't happen. It's NORAD stood down. We could get in. People have been sending me emails about, why isn't Ogner talking about TV fakery? I think they're talking about 9/11 no planers. Not interested in, you know, that is, you know, it's an incident. I don't live in New York, don't live in America. 9/11, there's no difference with 900. 111 days later, Daryl in Spain. Now, Daryl, I actually did do the calculation myself.
Yeah.
So the 11304 date, I put it into Excel, converted it into a number, because you can represent dates and time, dates in Excel as a number. Then I put in the 11th of September 2001, converted it to a number, did a minus, and it came up with 912. Not 9-11, 9-12. But I didn't put in the actual time of it, so I presume that they are absolutely correct, that the time of the bombs in Madrid, it was exactly 911 days later. Now, I did check it, and I verified that that is correct.
One of the things that I've never been able to really suss out, and of course there are a lot of people who try to bring religious angles to this and everything else, and they may be have validity, may not. I don't know, because I'm not an expert in that area, and I don't pretend to be. But I can tell you, somewhere, somehow, numbers mean something to these people. 7-7, and this is why. But a lot of people have sent me that there's a date coming up, 9-9-9. Here in September, and I have no way of validating or dissuading people from researching it, but somehow numbers do mean something to these people. That's pretty clear. What it means, this Kabbalism and what numbers mean to Kabbalists, I don't know, but we do know that these people are Kabbalists. We know that. Maybe Tex, maybe next time you talk to Tex, because I can't seem to raise him, but next time you talk to him, maybe you can ask him what the heck all those numbers mean. Maybe as a response for that, because I don't know. I got to be honest with you, Noel, we've been doing this stuff for years. We are making a difference. There's no doubt about it. What difference we're going to make remains to be seen. Although at this point in my work life here with this fight, there's no way we can just turn around and abandon the fight, because to abandon it would be to capitulate to tyranny, and we're already one foot is in the grave already for us. I mean, we have an opportunity here though, and I see it happening. People are really, there's a groundswell of anger around the world. You can smell it in the streets of France. You can see it in the streets of Dublin. You can it's palpable in Detroit, Michigan. People are looking for reasons to say, who did this to me and why? And if we're given half a chance, we can recruit a lot of learned people to these facts and give them the full story and maybe make a difference in the final analysis. I have not given up on hope here, because, I mean, once you do that, you might as well just throw your hands up and say, do with me what you will, and I'm not willing to do that.
Daryl, yourself well. You have your good days and bad days in the fight.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's quiet, and we're going to have our bad days, but we're going to have our good days as well. We need to look forward to the future, that we take back our planet from these people. That's not about color or religion. I don't care about any of that. We need to take our planet back. I mean, they're in Romania. They're in Hungary. The Hungarians have to pass laws to get rid of them. These parasites, they're in every part of the world. They're in China and the U.S. They control politics. They control, they give us a world Talmud vision. We need to, they're going to make mistakes, and we need to pounce on them. But we need to get over this. It's the Jew thing, and find out what Zionism is, and find out the difference between Judaism and Zionism.
Yeah.
We're fighting a political struggle, not against every member of a so-called race or whatever religion, whatever you want to call them. But we need to find these good news things, and make sure we don't buy into the spin, Daryl. And they're going to spin us. Remember, they control the media, and as I said, they control YouTube, so they can push their ideas along, like as well as they did with radio and television. That we need to be, smart about what we do and network a bit better. I don't know how are we going to network. I network. If you want to talk to me, you can come on my forums, theinfounderground.com, and you can always send me a message, or Daryl, send Daryl a message, Smith at iamthewitness.com, and I get a lot of emails at the moment. I've had to ban Dick Eastman, Eastwood. He sends me too many emails. He's spammed. I couldn't do it anymore, Dan.
I asked Dick, you know, Dick is getting his stuff posted now over at Rents, and you know, I've had a problem with Rents mixing truth with you know, Bigfoot. And that'll never go away. He's got crop circles up there now, and how many alien visitations have there been? And it's up there in front of you right this day. And then in the next thing, he puts out something that looks rational and reasonable. And you know what? It taints the good information. There's just no way around it. And I, you know, if Dick Eastman wants to hitch his wagon to a guy who says Bigfoot's running around the woods of his neighborhood, you know, that's his business. But I was getting so much spam from him you know, my whole inbox, and it was just getting filled up with the guy. So I put him to the spam box, and that got filled up by him. So I finally said, I've had enough now. You know, you've spammed me out of existence here, and I don't know if that wasn't the goal. You know, I wonder sometimes if some of these...
Listen, I get his email, and Dick can send 50 emails in a day, and he'll cover Holocaust, 9/11, financial fraud, rabbis in New Jersey, historical thing. Some of it is good. Very selective reading. There's so much of it, and his emails are very detailed, and, you know, he'll do a mea culpa when he needs to do it.
Yep.
Just got too much for me, and the thing is, I'm trying to, you know, Darrell, organize shows, and I use my Gmail account to do it, and all of a sudden, you know, important messages get dropped down to page 2 or page 3, and then when I'm looking for something, I can't really find it.
Yep.
So it's easier to put it into spam, and I'll read them selectively.
Well, you know, we both get hundreds of emails a day, and one of the things is I got a lot of people that get angry with me for not getting back to them for whatever reason, and what a lot of people don't understand is I do these shows and these broadcasts from a loft, from up in the kind of the peak of the roof of my home, and in the last few days we've had 95, 94 degree Fahrenheit or 34 degree temperatures here in Europe, in Central Europe, and even to walk upstairs here where I was, my computers were down, I couldn't sit here for more than 10 minutes without just having a pool of sweat everywhere. And, you know, somebody said, well, why don't you move downstairs to where it's cooler? And I don't have the room. I have a small place downstairs. So, I mean, you know, one of the things that I've always wanted people to realize is that, you know, downsizing your life to quality doesn't mean downsizing to a worse lifestyle. And I have done my best to downsize my life so that I don't have excessive bills, I don't have excessive responsibilities to the outside world, because I know at some point in the very near future, my responsibilities to the outside world may be the difference between me having food in my mouth or not having food in my mouth. And so, you know, these ideas that we've got here, guys, you know, you've helped me out. I got to say, Noel, you know, I mentioned this last time on that we did a show. People came to my aid for these phone bills and for the bills that I had accumulated, and I'm good to go through the month of August and into September. And I have to say, I'm very grateful. You know, this is not about making Smith rich. We're not Alex Jones taking money from goodness knows where he's getting his. I think probably Mr. Soros or something. But it's not about money. It's about getting a job done. And, you know, you've been doing this just because you believe in the fight. And I know you've put out a lot of your own cash and everything to keep going. And I can't be prouder of anybody to work with than you, Noel, because you've been willing to do that. In spite of some of these jerks on the net saying that you and I, you're my Irish clone and all this other stupid stuff. Where do these people come from?
Let him go. I mean, we had our bit of fun with him. I think Jude and Fry had a bit of fun with him. They call him Works for Jews. That's what they call it. I'll leave it at that. Or, you know, he'll have a hit piece out tomorrow. I think he seems to wait for your shows so he has something to write about. Why didn't he stick to 9/11 or this financial thing, give him something really constructive to do instead of going after us?
Well, yeah, you know that post on Info Underground's forums about, I've had it up on my news section and I keep reposting it. All the Zionists that were around 9/11, why doesn't he investigate their background and do that instead of talking about a 2,800-page book on Einstein being a plagiarist? I mean, you know, get a grip. Or he keeps going back to the Armenian massacre, which was a very important story, but you know what? He used his position in that Armenian massacre to try to stop people from looking into the other information on the, on my website and other people's websites, and that's exactly what this guy tried to do. And so when, it, when you do the final meltdown of this guy's work, he hasn't been willing to look at any of the ancillary stories that have been a very important part of this conspiracy. Instead, he's tried to destroy people's credibility, much the same as many other shills out there in the blogosphere.
Yeah, well, you know, Dan, since I've been kind of woken up to what was going on, the Armenian massacre has not progressed any. It's been shelved, basically, in the United States. So, you know, this is something we, that should be looked into as well, but openly. So, I mean, maybe he's done his investigation, but it's got us absolutely zero. So, you know, he has some other topics. But, you know, he liked to bitch at us. That's fine. You know, I'm not going to waste any more time on him. Just to, Darren, I'm just too this ethnic cleansing going on in Palestine and
yep.
Israel, and I don't like calling it Israel either because it's a criminal state.
Yep.
They're ethnically cleansing the East Jerusalem Palestinians or Muslims, Arabs, and they're reporting it openly. Yeah? I mean, they're not giving them building, you know, planning permission, and stuff has been undersold to Jews.
Yeah, forced buyouts. They're actually making for. They're shutting their water off and then telling them if you don't, you know, we'll give you about 500 euros for your house. Get out.
And yeah, and you have 2 minutes to think about it, or 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This is important stuff. Yeah, I mentioned earlier the olive tree's been cut down. That, it breaks my heart since I do own an olive tree, one, and I would defend it as well.
Yeah.
These people are insane. They have, you know, the colony in the United States. They have their bankers. They have control of the media. Now, I've yet to have anybody credible come up and tell me that, you know, the Asians or the blacks or the Chinese or the Jesuits or, you know, whoever run the banking system, the media system, have the U.S. As lapdogs, the U.K. the same. It's the same people, Zionists, their political movement, and, you know, with this, you know, recent case, the report on I'm the Witness about the rabbis,
yeah.
It covers all of them, and I'm still, Dara, I'm still up in the air about the Jews against Zionism. I know you had a video posted during the week. I'm skeptical of these people. It could be more controlled opposition. I know you posted one during the week. This guy, I don't know, I get it, because these people, you know, these Jews against Zionism, they still study the Talmud. I mean,
they do. I admit that they do. You're right, and I do worry about that, because I am clearly a prejudice against the Talmud. The Talmud is absolutely a racist document.
There you go.
And anybody who follows that really should be in question. However, the fact that they're willing to stand in city streets and take the heat and put their stuff all over the net is a positive aspect of it. And I mean, you know what? Necessity makes strange bedfellows, they say. And he does go on for 9 minutes trashing Zionism. So I figured, might as well throw it up. You know, and no, come on. You know what? This isn't an easy job to do. I try to look for interesting things that are going to spark interest. And I thought to myself, the idea that there might be other Jews out there, regardless of how wrong they may be on certain other issues, there are other Jews out there fighting this. Look, the greatest opponent to Zionism in the last century, of course, was Benjamin Friedman. And I don't do enough promoting of Ben Friedman. The guy, you know, he was born a Jew, and he worked within their secret conspiracy and came out and told everybody. How more powerful a message can other Jews have than the truth from somebody inside? You know?
Bobby Fischer, the same thing.
Bobby Fischer said it like it was, boy. Except he's tough to listen to. You think you? My goodness, Bobby Fischer could. He's going around the bend, but they took care of him, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they went after him. But I mean, that his 9/11 recording. Somebody said to me, you know, why did Daryl post that on the site? I've played that on my show a couple of times. Very, very powerful. He knew instantly on 9/11 that, you know, most of the shenanigans were going on in rabbinical circles.
Yes.
At the synagogues were probably the best place for these people to organize. And, you know, I don't see any of the 9/11 truth movement investigating, you know, there's so many Jews riddled in 9/11. You know, what synagogues are they going to, what parts are they playing? I mean, they're doing, if you want a liver, you want a building blown up, you want some, extra, something, just give these people a call. They seem to be able to organize everything.
Yeah, let's attack a Mumbai hotel or take over the financial system of Shanghai from our Lubavitch Center, or, how about if, let's go dancing with Vladimir Putin all over the front of the press, and why don't we invite, the head rabbi of Russia now is a Lubavitch. I mean, come on, who else out there is really blowing the cover off the Lubavitch? Now, there are people out there that said they taught me about the Lubavitch. That's nonsense. My brother taught me back in the 80s about them, and I wouldn't listen at the time because, I just said, yeah, all right, well, there's a lot of crazy buggers out there. I didn't give much credence to what power these people were building. Now that I've looked into what they've done, they are in every single major city in the world. How do they get the Zionist Jews to staff these places? I don't know. But they are everywhere, and they're funded well, and they're growing.
By U.S. taxpayers.
That's right. That's right. And probably British as well.
Well, yeah, they're looking for more money. There was a case passed there in Germany, went fairly unnoticed. I read it yesterday on an alternative blog. That in Germany, some Jewish family that lost their business because of war sued the German state, and they're getting compensation. So, I mean, the floodlight, these people want, to fund another few generations so they can, persecute the Palestinians even more. They're all eventually pushed into, the only agreement they can make Israel with Syria is that Syria takes all the Arabs there. That's the only thing Israel is interested in. Get rid of all these Palestinians. This is Jewish land. This is, I am Yid. This is Jewish. That's what he said in Max's video. They consider there's no if any Israeli Jewish Israeli was to be honest, do they actually believe there could be a possible two-state solution? I would say that's it's a zero.
Well, but here's the other side of it. What most people don't realize is not any longer, but early on in this crime wave of the Zionists in Palestine, about half of the Palestinians themselves were Christian. And the fact is they still got a very large Christian population, and many of the Christians have got out of the area because they knew, they saw the handwriting on the wall with these Zionists, but non-Jewish Palestinians were a very big part of it. So, but here's these American nut job Zionist Hagee types, this treasonous dog Hagee, supporting Zionism to kill Christians. To make Christians homeless. I mean, what kind of lie factory are these American Christians putting out there that support Zionism? And, I think they're losing that battle as well, though. I think a lot of people are taking a second look at Christian Zionists, and they're not getting new adherents, it doesn't seem. It seems like their numbers are falling off precipitously, and I couldn't be happier about that, because as people find out the truth, those people, regardless of how buffaloed they are about life, they could become an important part of the fight if they, nobody's more angry than someone who finds out they've been lied to.
Yeah.
And we could really use the support from that community. We've reached the end of our hour here, Anol, and I got to tell you something. Always a great thing to have you on to talk about these issues. We don't stick with one thing. We go over the news. We have our take on things. There are more shows to come. We've got other things lined up. I'm going to try to get back on the computer over here. It's cooler. We've dropped by 10 degrees Celsius in the last week. It's a doable thing again. My computers aren't shutting down on me and the whole bit. So I'm looking forward to more shows, and I want to thank you for having spent this hour with me here on The French Connection.
No problem, darling. Listen, we need to, you know, ramp it up now. We're getting into, you know, August coming up, then into September. We have the Lisbon 2 Treaty.
Yep.
This is so important for 500 million people. I know, you know, there's 6.7 billion of us, but we're, you know, the first world, you know, the second world, the third world, you know, we're the first world. And 2 million Irish people could swing it for 500 million. So, you know, darling, I hope you enjoyed your few days rest.
Yep. I did.
Got your garden in order. Good to hear you're eating all the your garden produce, which is excellent. You know, work is going to come up. Our work is cut out, and these people, you know, they're monitoring us. We're monitoring them, and we just need to be smart about what we do. Educate people on Zionism. Zionism is the key word. Benjamin Friedman is a good start.
Yep.
Not everything he said came true, but he didn't give a year that it would happen, so it could always happen, and it's always for Israel, and most of, I don't know a single person, Daryl, that isn't completely, without using any French, excuse my French expressions, completely cheesed off with Israel.
Yep.
They're a terrorist state.
Yep.
Sick of you. We don't want you in Europe. We don't want you playing football or in music competitions. Oh, but you own the television. So I wonder, you know, how you're able to, you know, get in on that. We're sick of you people. We're sick of you cutting down olive trees and absolutely coming down and ethnically cleansing the Palestinians. I, for one, as a human, don't accept it. I think you're a, you know, we need to do more, Daryl, educate more people, show people what an olive tree is. Show them a, you know, a 500-year-old olive tree and say, listen, you know, this produces every 2 years and it's kept this family generations, you know, going for generations and generations. And these insane people come in with this American-paid caterpillar machines and cut them down. Sickens me no end. So I know I haven't said a lot, Daryl, but this, yeah, I read it every day. Read the Jewish News, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. These people are extremists. They record, report everything that they do. They're the only ones that will give you an actual decent both sides of any issue, Daryl.
Yeah.
They'll openly talk about, you know, these fucking rabbis and stuff like that. But, I mean, so what? I mean, they know that, you know, this is an internal audience that will read them, that most of the lemmings and the sheep out there will never get to hear about it. You know, the story was on the news, is they're killing us.
Well, they are, and their policies are killing us. The money's being spent for them to do what they're doing, and it seems to me if they were able and had political advantage, they would probably nuke the Iranians, the Iranian public, and goodness only knows what the Iranian leadership is doing behind the scenes. I'd like to find that out in a deeper way. But, Noel, you've been a great guest as usual, and we're going to call this a show here, and I look forward to doing more work with you. As of course I speak with you almost daily, because you're a good guy, man, and I have to say, you know, my hat's off to you. You know, this is not easy to do for either of us. It's not easy to do for the people that listen to these broadcasts. I wish there were a better way, but there isn't. We just have to buckle down here and put our noses to the grindstone and do the work. That means spread the news.
This needs to be done. This is truth. Zionism is what it's all about. It took me a couple of years to wake up to what it was. It's there in front of your face. When you know it, then you can read the news differently. You know, it'd be easier for me to say, forget about it, just concentrate on my work and my job and not think about it. I can't.
No.
This is 24/7. I've been woken up to it. I didn't look for it, or maybe I did go looking for it, and I found it. And this is something that you can't, I mean, you can't just do a little bit on the internet an hour a day. This is part of my life, part of the people that know me, my friends, customers. I talk about this. I said, did you see this? Did you see that? More olive trees, more Jews in banking scandals. Oh, the rabbis in this and this and that and the different ADL in the sex crimes and pedophilic and underage sex and all these scandals goes on and on. And it's amazing, you know, people, the press tell you that these people aren't waking up, but people are putting two and two together, Daryl.
Yep.
That gives me energy to go on, Daryl. I know yourself, yep. We have our up and down days. At the moment, it's quiet, but we need to prepare. September is going to be a huge month. We need to defeat Lisbon on the 2nd of October.
Yep.
And these people are going to cheat, steal, pull hair, lie, and spend millions and millions of euro, hundreds of millions of euro to get this passed. So we've our work to cut out, Daryl. But, you know, we have other issues. We need to cover the news of the day and give our take on it, or, you know, give your take on it.
Well, they've got to try to help make the midget from the Elysee over here healthy so he can go stomping around Ireland. I hope he gets a terrible reception when he goes over to Ireland, him and Merkel.
I'm sure they will. All right, Daryl.
Thanks, Noel. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is that it's up to us. And this is not going to be done by anyone other than the people who are committed to a better life for themselves and their families. So until the next time, watch out for your families. Prepare yourselves for what I know and what my guest Noel is aware of is coming here in the autumn. And make sure that you are protecting those you have dear to you in your area. Make new connections to people who are like-minded. Inform new people. Share the information on the Information Underground TIU radio and the French Connections, IAmTheWitness.com. Until the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please, be well.